Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. Hope you're doing well. Hope your weekend was good, safe. Probably can't say the same about your brackets. Come on board. You're in good company. Misery loves company. Drew Brees, football analyst for NBC, will join us coming up in about 20 minutes from now. I'll ask him, as an analyst, who does he think should be the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints? We've been talking a lot about quarterbacks today with what happened right after the show ended on Friday with the Niners going up and getting the number 3 pick overall. And it feels like, speculation is, that the Niners are going to go after Mac Jones out of Alabama. Mac Jones is holding a pro day again tomorrow. He's already had one, and this might be so some of the other players at Alabama get some recognition, a chance in the spotlight. But if you're the Niners, do you go to Mac Jones's pro day? What if he doesn't have a good pro day? Do you have second thoughts on what you did? Unless you feel like, hey, we're taking Mac Jones, we could be taking Trey Lance, we could be taking Justin Fields. It feels like it's Mac Jones. But if Mac Jones doesn't have a wow kind of pro day here, then you get a little nervous if you're the Niners. A report came out from Albert Breer from the Monday Morning Quarterback that the Niners, before making that trade, did inquire about the availability of Sam Darnold. I thought that would be a great destination for Sam. And so that's off the table, obviously. But they did reach out to at least broach the topic of maybe making a trade before they were able to move up. Because there are teams, and you have to wonder, who was willing to trade? The Jets weren't trading out of number 2. Jacksonville's not trading out of number 1. You can go 3. It feels like Atlanta's staying at 4 to take a quarterback. And then at 5, the Bengals. Now, I thought that the Bengals at 5, that pick could be had. The Niners went all in to go up to 3 because they know Atlanta is looking at taking a quarterback at 4. But that's just some of the information that we have right now. Here is Chris Sims, who joined us in the first hour. Chris Sims from Pro Football Talk on the Niners taking Mac Jones.
I would just have a hard time thinking it's not Mac Jones at number three. I really would. One, because of what Shanahan likes. And then two, you know, yeah, I'm taking it into, you know, I think Zach Wilson's the number one quarterback in the draft, but I still think Trevor Lawrence is going to go to Jacksonville. I think the Jets will go to Zach Wilson now, totally 100% confirmed after that workout on Friday. And then when I look at it and go, all right, now Shanahan and the 49ers are at three. That to me is Mac Jones to make that move. We know it's a quarterback, but I just think Fields and Lance have work in front of them. There's some polish. There's some, you know, some things they need to work on. And you don't trade up nine spots to get a quarterback that has things to work on. That's why I think it's Mac Jones.
And then I started to think about Jimmy Garoppolo and what do you do with him? Do you keep him and you maybe run the risk that the Niners get healthy and they play well? But I look at it differently. If Jimmy Garoppolo plays well, I draft a quarterback. I got some leverage here to be able to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, all of a sudden, I got somebody that maybe the Bears want, or maybe the Steelers would want, Carolina would want. And if he doesn't play well, then we have our quarterback waiting to play in Mac Jones. But if you sit Mac Jones for a year, I have a hard time thinking that they're going to go all the way up to number three and not start the quarterback that they're going to take. I do. Now, they've said, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo is our quarterback. It's the same feeling I had with Jared Goff. Jared Goff is our quarterback for now. The Rams coach, Sean McVay, Les Snead, the GM, all they both said that. He's our quarterback for now. Feels like Jimmy Garoppolo has been the Niners' quarterback for now for a little while. Yes, Eden.
You know what's kind of funny about Jimmy Garoppolo is that he's 29 years old. It feels like he hasn't played much football.
He hasn't.
It feels like he hasn't really played a lot.
He hasn't.
Yeah.
And now he's getting the Tom Brady treatment, you know, that he's not the guy in waiting. He's waiting on the guy in waiting to take his job. Yeah, Paulie.
Garoppolo's 29. He has 32 career starts. That's two seasons.
Yeah.
He's been in the league seven seasons.
But he came out of the Patriots organization.
2-0.
Battling Tom Brady. They're paired. We got to get him. Wait, wasn't that Kyle Shanahan's quarterback?
I'm sorry.
Didn't Kyle Shanahan get Jimmy Garoppolo? Wasn't that his quarterback? Or did he get a quarterback that wasn't his quarterback? Like, I'm confused here. You know, Kyle Shanahan, he's got to get his quarterback. Mac Jones is his quarterback. Same guy who had his quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo. Otherwise, why would you make that move? Yes, McLevin.
I don't get why the reports are that the Patriots are not going to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. Wasn't that like what they wanted for a long time?
Why would the Patriots tell us anything?
Oh, so you think the reports don't read into that yet?
No. I don't believe either way. I've heard both. I've heard they don't have the room, salary cap space, because they spent all that money. And then, hey, they're still holding out hope. Maybe Jimmy takes a reduced salary to stay in San Francisco. You know? Like, there's so much stuff going on behind the scenes right now. There's stuff going on behind the scenes with Russell Wilson that I'm waiting for confirmation on it, but just what's going on there. I was told wait until after the draft before you feel like Russ is going to be a Seattle Seahawk. And I went, wow. I don't know what else can happen, because if Seattle moved up to number three overall, all right, or number two overall, or you could trade Russ to the Jets. If I'm the Jets, I don't want Russell Wilson at number two, even if I could get him. It makes sense to take a rookie quarterback. Russ isn't getting you anywhere in the next 2 or 3 years with the Jets. You'll be interesting, but Zach Wilson helps you build a roster. And that's why I wouldn't be trading for any of these big ticket items right now. Not at all. I want a rookie contract at quarterback. These guys who make all that money aren't going to be winning Super Bowls. If they do, you know, they have to restructure their contract. I mean, Brady knows the only way that I can be viewed as the greatest ever is winning championships. Michael Jordan was the same way. So two of the great, you call each the GOAT in their respective sports. What did they do? Michael Jordan took less money to make sure that they could then spend money. Tom Brady has taken less money to be able to win more titles. Titles make you money. You can have all of this money. Like, if you're a quarterback and you're making $40, $45 million a year, there's only so much that goes around. I mean, Mahomes got paid, but he did, he was able to, I think, leave money on the table. But this is a guy who's getting a ton of endorsements. Are the Cowboys going to win with Dak Prescott making that kind of money? I have my doubts. But if you say, hey, is Jacksonville going to win anytime soon? Probably not, but in year three, you might have a formidable team there. The Jets in year three with Zach Wilson, you might have a formidable team there. The Niners, if you get a rookie contracted quarterback, I get rid of $25 million with Jimmy Garoppolo? What a godsend. Because that's a good team. I still have good offensive linemen. I have some good defensive players. I have a really good linebacker. I have a great tight end. Good running back. Man, that's when you go from a good team to a great team. And you can do that. And that's another reason why I gave up draft picks, but I can always sign free agents, worst case scenario. But I understand what the Niners did. Do I think it's a lot? Yes. Do I think Mac Jones is special? No. That doesn't mean he won't be, and I'll be wrong, probably like everybody else. I think he was a very good college quarterback. But it's hard to assess how good he was in Alabama offense. The games aren't close. It's not like, hey, last play, you got to come up with something here. I don't know. Like you lit up Kentucky or Wofford or I don't know. Same with what I saw with Ohio State. Cardale Jones. Oh, he's going to be a great pro. Dwayne Haskins, he's going to be great. Okay. I don't know. Zach Wilson, I don't know. But it's not my job to say, boy, that guy is going to be an awesome pro. I never want to make that mistake because there are so many people who do mock drafts and they want to tell you, no, this guy, he's rising, he's falling. And I always tell you, be very conscious of what goes on. The guys who do this for a living are the reason why the players rise and fall. Not guys who do mock drafts. The guys who do this for a living will say, as I was told, people by a scout, people are in love, capital letters, L-O-V-E, with Mac Jones. In love with Mac Jones. I don't know why they weren't 4 months ago, but the reason is they don't do mock drafts. They get around to this when they get around to it. That's why when guys rise and fall. And I always love when I see that, who's rising here. It goes back to what I was told prior to the draft. Patrick Mahomes is on the move. I still have the text. Patrick Mahomes is on the move. And I said, what do you mean? He's moving up. Well, they got around to looking at him instead of just mock drafts that didn't have him as high. That's why when the guys who do it for a living tell you, nobody's rising and falling. They're telling you where they should be or this is how they're being viewed, assessed. Mac Jones, maybe he's going to be great. Maybe he is the next Tom Brady. He's already going in with, more fanfare, better skill set, more athletic, and going into a system that might be ready-made for him. He could be going into a system that is very similar to what Patrick Mahomes went into with Kansas City. Offensive-minded head coach, you have talent. You've got some talent on the offensive line, and you have a great tight end. That's when you're successful in the NFL. And Mac Jones, not going to Jacksonville, not going to the Jets, but going to a team that is a playoff caliber team, he could have great success sooner than Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson and Trey Lance. Yeah, Paulie.
Dan, we did leave off the biggest signing of the weekend. I can't believe I left this off, but Chase Daniel, career backup,
yeah,
signed by your Chargers.
Hell yes.
You think about that. That's real smart for Chase because that's a team where their goal is for him never to play a snap. You're behind a young, great, up-and-coming quarterback. Chase last year was in Detroit. He could ride the bench there and not play, but now the quarterback situation in Detroit is a little not quite as set.
Imagine if Justin Herbert gets his lung punctured by getting a shot before the game or something. Chase Daniel gets in the lineup.
Chase Daniel, he's up to 5 career starts, and after this year, he'll make about $40 million in his career.
All right, good
for
him.
He makes about $200,000 per pass attempt.
Good for him. The basketball games, Oregon State, Houston, Arkansas, Baylor, and then Tuesday, USC, fight on versus the Zags, and then the Bruins versus Michigan. We'll talk to Drew Brees. He'll join us. A couple more phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. You know, normally super teams come together in the offseason. We remember when LeBron James joined Miami, or the Hamptons Five recruiting Kevin Durant, or Brooklyn Nets. I guess they took a different approach because you signed Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. That was in the offseason. KD didn't even play the following season, and Kyrie was in and out of the lineup. They took the next step. They traded for James Harden early in the season, and then they weren't done. They've added Blake Griffin, and now LaMarcus Aldridge this weekend. And Griffin and Aldridge are not super team-worthy praise, but, you know, they could have been 5 years ago. Make no mistake, this is a super team in Brooklyn. They were a super team before they got Blake Griffin or LaMarcus Aldridge. But we've seen other teams take some time to get together to be contenders. The Nets have a chance to do what other teams, super teams, have had to do, and that is winning a championship. I like what the Lakers did with Andre Drummond because he helps now. They need help now. You don't want to get too far out of the playoff seeding picture there. You want to make sure that you're a 4 seed at best, or at worst, I should say. And Drummond comes in and helps you immediately, far more than LaMarcus Aldridge or Blake Griffin does with the Nets. Doesn't mean the Nets, you know, still aren't the team to beat, but I like what the Lakers did with Andre Drummond. Indiana hired Mike Woodson, and I was surprised, less than inspiring, but Mike does have a pedigree of, you know, being in the NBA, coaching the NBA. But you have to get the best players. Indiana would normally get a couple of the best players. Obviously the best from Indiana, but you have to get a couple other players. And I don't know who Mike Woodson's going to have as a recruiter, but that's going to be the key. Because that's a tough conference right now. You know, Michigan, Michigan State, Iowa, Illinois. We've seen some very good teams. It was a great conference during the regular season. Of course, the best conference right now is the Pac-12. Who would have thought the Pac-12 basketball powerhouse? Unless Michigan wins the national title, of course. Let me see. How about Blake in Arkansas? Blake, good morning. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, my best of the weekend is the Arkansas Razorbacks advancing to their first Elite Eight since 1995 and their number 2 ranked baseball team sweeping number 3 ranked Mississippi State on the road.
Hmm.
My worst of the weekend is reports out of Chicago of the Cubs failing to sign extensions for Anthony Rizzo heading into a walk year yet again.
Thanks. All right. Well, thank you, Blake. Got a little baseball in the show there. I think the Cubs are rebuilding. Gibbs in Virginia Beach is back. Hi, Gibbs.
What's up, DP? How are you?
Good, sir. What do you have?
Well, I want to give a shout-out to Paulie last week. Thank you for the late suggestion as far as the Kansas City barbecue was concerned. He texted me about Slaps Barbecue just west of the city. Absolutely excellent. I sent him some pictures of the aftermath. It was incredible. Thank you, Paulie. Best and worst of the weekend. I know you don't like to hear about bad beats, but worst is I had the under locked up last night with Alabama UCLA.
Oh, no.
3-pointer at the buzzer sends it into overtime. My under is smashed. Best is I'm on the way to Chapel Hill right now with a good buddy of mine, former caller of the show. He's never seen the campus before, and it is UNC's pro day today. I wanted to ask you guys, what's your favorite college campus that you've ever been to? I'm going to believe that Paulie's going to say Madison. Seton's going to stick with WVU, and the rest are up in the air.
Thanks. All right. Well, thank you, Gibbs. Best college campus that you've been to? I will say Ole Miss is up there. I thought the scenery on game day was spectacular.
Great food town.
Yeah. There's nothing like walking on USC's campus. It doesn't have to be a football weekend either, but just the campus is spectacular. It's out of a movie set, and then you walk over to the Coliseum. USC's pretty special, but nothing compares to Ohio State, Michigan weekend. having grown up in that environment, they're just because it matters so much to people. It would make or break my year. Thanksgiving weekend, Michigan used to break my heart. They'd always have these average quarterbacks, and they'd always beat Ohio State. But I would say that experience has never left me. Yeah, Paul.
This is a tough question because is it the best college town, the best college campus? Those are two different things. Like, I was at Auburn once, and the beautiful architecture, the buildings all kind of matched together, really nice rolling hills, and Auburn was beautiful. But then there's other towns you may like better.
Mm. Todd?
I thought Gainesville was very pretty. I didn't see a game there. It was just like just looking at different colleges for the kids and everything. And I just going to check out the swamp. I thought the University of Maryland was another one that College Park was a pretty campus.
Yeah, McLovin.
Well, I think the prettiest campus is Dartmouth College, where I went. I think you could make a good case for that. I think Duke and North Carolina are both really gorgeous.
Yeah, but I guess I don't know if Gibbs was talking about the experience of going on campus for something. There are a lot of pretty campuses, but I don't know. I went for the atmosphere. I didn't care how pretty the architecture was. I was like, what's going on here? Seton, what about you?
I don't know. You know, I haven't been to too many, actually. Morgantown, West Virginia is a hell of a place. There's no doubt about that. Does West Point count? That's pretty spectacular.
Yeah. Well, you're right. Yeah. Game day, West Point, it will rival the Ohio State for me. West Point that's a whole different vibe. Yeah, Paul.
You know, University of Texas Austin has a beautiful campus and a great town, but it's a big town. Yeah. It's not a small, cute little college town, which maybe other people like. I think Oxford, like you said, Dan, had both. The campus was gorgeous, and then it felt like a smaller town and local restaurants. Good stuff.
We'll take a break. Drew Brees will join us coming up next, 21 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. I was watching the match play this weekend, Dell match play. And I'm always looking to see who's sporting the Callaway clubs. You know, John Rahm had his epic driver out on full display, but also the Callaway Chrome Soft golf ball, because that's the ball that changed the ball. The original Chrome Soft is Callaway's number one selling tour ball because most golfers love the combination. Get great distance, great feel around the green, short game control. And then there's Callaway's number one ball on tour, the Chrome Soft X. It's a ball designed to give elite players precise shot workability and amazing greenside action. Because you're looking for both, and it's hard to find both. Callaway's longest tour ball is the new Chrome Soft XLS. Low spin, that's the LS, and that provides max distance off the tee with tour-level short game spin. Chrome Soft.
So good, you're getting all choked up.
I am. Chrome Soft isn't just better, it's better for everyone. Find your Chrome Soft today at CallawayGolf.com. Chrome Soft. Chrome Soft. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman. And I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, the Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Or wherever you can get your podcast.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, to their five-star sales, service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking that all-important first step into an authorized dealership. He's now retired. He's now an analyst. He's a broadcaster. He's Drew Brees, who joins us on the program. Good morning, Drew. How are you?
Dan, I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. You're an analyst now.
Yeah, I guess that's the first time I've been introduced that way. So I just got to let that sink in for a second.
But former quarterback, that's weird.
I think the transition's pretty natural, you know. I think that, you know, you play long enough, which, man, I had the chance to play 20 years, right, quarterback in the National Football League. Never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd have that opportunity, certainly the opportunity to play that long. But, you know, you basically go from the way that you prepare for a game and then actually go out and execute that plan as a quarterback. And you now transition into a position where you're basically doing the same thing, but you're just – instead of actually doing it, you're talking about it. You're describing it. You're still studying film the same way. You're still anticipating what's going to happen, you know, based on what you're watching. And I think at the end of the day, this is a really fun opportunity, a great opportunity. for me to just show my love and passion for the game of football in a different way, and maybe a way that connects with fans even more, from the perspective that, you know, I want to make it fun. I want to make it educational and exciting.
All right, let me give you your first question as an analyst. Who should be the starter at quarterback for the Saints?
You know what? It'll be interesting. I think, however that, you know, competition is kind of laid out or plays out, I think both those guys, you know, have some unique skill sets. I'd say, obviously, Jameis and Taysom are different styles of quarterback. And whatever offense is run, I think you know, just like you would do for any quarterback, you make the adjustments within the framework of the offense to fit the skill set that you're dealing with, you know?
See, I would never let you get by if I was on Football Night in America with that answer.
Well, I really like both those guys. I think they both have the ability to be really good NFL quarterbacks. And so then it's just a matter of, hey, they just happen to be in the same place right now, you know? So we'll see how it plays out. But Taysom's proven he can win games. I think Jameis, you know, leaving Tampa, coming to us, spending a year in our system, I think he's developed a new level of confidence and ability to run our system. So it'll be interesting to see.
Did you realize the impact you had on Jameis? Because he got really emotional when he was asked about, you know, being there in New Orleans with you.
Yeah, you know, that was, that was humbling. We had a great QB room. We had a lot of fun together. I always took it as a great responsibility to help help young guys, help the guys that were in our room. I know that some guys maybe take a different approach. You know, maybe they look at it as, this is the guy who's coming in trying to take my job, and so I'm not going to extend any help or advice or guidance. I took a very different approach because I knew how many veteran quarterbacks, as I was coming up, helped me and mentored me. And I can't tell you how much confidence that gave me and really how that helped guide me through my early years, you know, when I had some struggles. And so I've always kind of made it a commitment that if any young quarterback reached out to me or was in my room with the Saints, man, I was going to do everything I could to help them be the best that they could be. And I tried to do that for Jameis.
Yeah, your first game, you came in and replaced Doug Flutie, I believe, right?
Yep.
Who was that Drew Brees back then? How different is he than this Drew Brees now?
Oh, man, light years. You know, what's amazing to me now, I mean, I've watched our offense evolve, right, with the New Orleans Saints from 2006 until now, you know, so 15 years of evolution. I mean, it is the complexities of what we are doing now are light years different than back then, my first year in the Saints offense. Like, I went back and looked at a call sheet from our very first game against the Cleveland Browns in 2006.
Give me an example here of what the call would have been back then.
Well, so for example, like the most basic formation, the most basic protection, the most basic play concept, gun red right, 24 scan Y Flutie. And by the way, that Y Flutie, that's a concept that everybody in the NFL runs. But when I was with the Chargers, it was one of Doug Flutie's favorite plays. So we nicknamed it Flutie, because we were starting to transition to some no-huddle stuff and we needed code words. So we code-worded a concept, Flutie, and we were the first ones to do that because Doug Flutie was on our team. Well, then you have coaches that end up going to different places, you know, from there and taking that terminology.
Yeah.
So I'd be willing to bet there's probably about 6 to 8 teams in the league that actually run Flutie and call it Flutie. So it's funny how those things just kind of spread.
But, give me the most complicated call you ever had.
Well, so it'd be like, all right, so boogie to green left, slot, let's go X short tight, pass 37, buster nudge, Y Flutie sting, Z spear, kill, 53 tight and left.
So, like, the terminology can be endless, you know. And here's the worst part is that – so that's that play call. And now you're in a loud stadium, and let's say the headset cuts off after the coach says, boogie to green left, right? Like, you don't realize how often that stuff happens, you know. And then play clock's going down, and you just have to – I mean, you are, like, thinking on the fly. You're having to just pick up, you know, bits and pieces and put it all together. And, oh, by the way – maybe it's a different personnel group in the huddle. You know, that was such a specific thing. And somebody, you know, tweaked an ankle and now they're on the sideline. Another guy's in. You're getting him coached up on what his split is. It's a -2 split. It's not an outside edge split. Man, there's so much stuff is happening. Wow. And so fast that, man, it's kind of a free-for-all at times. But, man, that's what you love about the game. It's what makes it fun and exciting. Never a dull moment.
What'd you keep from your last game?
What's my what?
What did you keep from your last game?
What did I keep?
Yeah. Uniform, everything, play sheet.
The memories of my kids on the field after the game probably was the most significant part of that. So nothing tangible, you know, from like a jersey or cleats or anything like that. It's not like you just wake up one day and say, oh, I think I'm going to retire today. You know, I mean, that's a process. You know, it's a couple year process that you begin thinking about how that's going to happen.
And you knew before that game started, if you lose to the Buccaneers, that's your last game.
Well, I knew it was my last home game, you know, because we were going to go on the road and play in the playoffs and the Packers and hopefully onto the Super Bowl. But so I knew it was my last home game. You know, there was significance with that anyway.
You didn't want to leave the field though with Brady. Did it help in any way that you, if you're going to lose a game, you lose to Brady, or is that the last person you want to lose to?
Well, I didn't want to lose, period. You know, I mean, considering that you're playing against a guy like him who I have a great relationship with, and you know, we go way back, you know, we played against each other in college, right? And so we've kind of been on this journey, you know, together in a lot of ways. You know, we've kind of share one of the same mentors. So, I mean, just a ton of respect. You know, I think any quarterback in the NFL, only those guys can really understand what it takes to play that position and all the preparation and the time and the attention to detail and the headspace that takes up, you know, during the course of a season. But yeah, I mean, it's, I've had the chance to play against him a lot of times, 3 times this year, you know, so that's, we've got a great relationship and obviously we know what kind of a player he is.
Drew joins us on behalf of Copper Compression, the number one bestseller on Amazon in the personal care category. Are you going to be in the backyard throwing footballs with fellow Hall of Famers here soon?
Yeah.
Are you on the other team? Because Favre gets Jerry Rice, and I never understood that. Like, that's not fair.
I was going to say this would be like the battle of the copper compression products, you know. But I need to go choose my receiver.
Yes.
He chose Jerry Rice. That's a pretty good one. I'm gonna have tryouts. I'm gonna conduct the copper compression tryouts. I'm gonna pull some guys, you know, pull some guys out of their living rooms and have a combine, Drew. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like a mini combine. I gotta choose my wide receiver from history to take on Brett Favre and Jerry Rice and then the random guys that are, you know, just in the park.
Yeah. Tom from UPS is out there. I feel bad for him. Tom from UPS is out there trying to cover Jerry Rice. I mean, it's just not fair.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, you just take away the inside. That's what I would do. That's my advice. Just take away the slant and then have somebody play over the top.
How many broken ribs did you have? And are they all healed now?
Yeah, I believe they're all healed. I had 11. I had 8 on the left side, 3 on the right. But I didn't even know you had that many ribs.
I didn't either. I didn't know either. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a crazy deal. I obviously never felt anything like that, and yet at the same time, it wasn't. I mean, it sounds crazy. Your mindset is such that, man, nothing's going to take you off the field. You know, so you don't even recognize the severity of anything because you're pushing through. And the eight that I fractured on the left side were in the second Tampa game. It was the Sunday night game at Tampa. Second quarter, I kind of get slammed to the ground on the left side, and I knew something was wrong. I mean, it was a feeling I hadn't had. You know, the wind gets knocked out of you. That happens a lot. But all of a sudden, I felt like, man, I'm having trouble breathing. I can't rotate. Man, I had a hard time throwing the ball in the second half of that game. I mean, it was functional. We got the job done. But, you know, we win that game big. But I know something's wrong. I wake up the next day, go to the MRI, got all these broken ribs. And it's like, all right, well, let's just find a way to get to Sunday. I mean, that's really the saying amongst all NFL players. You know, find a way to get to the next game. You know, and so, man, training room, rehab. I didn't practice much that week. I just tried to get ready to practice on Friday that week and I was in so much pain on Friday. And so I was like, God, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And so got out on Sunday and, you know, felt actually decent going into that next game, which was against the Niners. And then sure enough, in the second quarter of that game, I get thrown down on the other side. And that's what fractured the three ribs and then punctured the lung. And that was, so it's one thing to have all that going on one side of your body, but then to have it on both sides. The problem at that point was as that game progressed, I mean, I finished the half and we took the lead. I felt like we had the game in hand, but when you sit at halftime for 25 minutes and then come back out, man, I couldn't rotate. I couldn't do anything. So I basically went to Sean and like, man, I can throw the ball like 15 yards right now. That's about it. So, you know, I think in my mind too, I was thinking, all right, I know this is going to put me out for a period of time. I could go out there and make this thing worse, or I could just shut it down. Let's win this game, which I felt like we would anyway, and then try to make it back as quick as I could.
Well, you don't have to worry about that now. I don't think if you get any kind of rib damage, it'll be just from your kids hugging you, right? The only ribs will be on the Traeger grill.
That's exactly right. Those are the only ribs I'm worried about right now. And how I'm seasoning those babies before I smoke them.
Hey, congrats. Good luck with Copper Compression, the number one bestseller on Amazon in the personal care category. Play nice with Brett Favre and company. And then good luck on Football Night in America.
That's right. Copper Compression is going to help keep me young. I can sling it around in the yard of these future Hall of Famers I got running around this house.
And your kids, yeah. Oh, that's what you mean, yeah. Future Hall of Famers. Hey.
Did you pick up on that one, Dan?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did. It took me a little while. That's why I played quarterback as a freshman in high school. That was as far as I got.
I love it. All right, man. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you, bud. That's Drew Brees. Yeah. I thought he was talking about future Hall of Famers out in the backyard, and I didn't realize he was talking about his kids. Yeah. A little slow. That's all right. All right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Fritzy said, don't go to the phone calls, but I need to, Todd.
You're making everybody hate me out there.
Well,
you could take a couple.
All right. How about Ryan in Honolulu?
That's a good one.
All right. Ryan in Honolulu. Hello.
Hello, Dan.
What's your mock headlines today?
Well, I thought of 16 of them. I hope you'll give me my final four.
All right. I did. All right. We're off to a good start, Ryan.
Chicago, Loyola, not in harmonica. Center plays like he sings. Cruddy win.
A little wordy there, Ryan.
Well, I am the Fritzy of Colas. The wordy's my thing. We got, damn, Beavers win. You know, star player Ethan Thompson. Oh, Ethan Thompson.
Damn Beavers is pretty good. Okay.
All right.
What else do you have, Ryan?
We got, excuse me, Buddy No Buckets was,
All right, good reference. Man, you're roughing up Fritzy on a Monday here.
Bruised and battered.
What else do you have? Give me one more.
All right, let's finish with ruining everyone's props. UCLA is working overtime.
All right, ruining. Okay. Thank you, Ryan. That was a Fritzy-like headline there. Yes, Todd.
And the appropriate reaction came from that.
Yes, it did. Yeah, see, I'm not friendly every time Ryan calls in with mock headlines.
I'm always on standby for like the fake laughter for Ryan, which I don't get.
No, I am honest when I hear what Ryan has to say.
I
fake laugh with yours, but not Ryan's.
And I need that because then it would be total silence if you didn't put that.
Yes, McClubbin.
I have to admit, I didn't understand a word of what Ryan was saying in the first one. A couple, sometimes with the accent, I miss words altogether, but they're still kind of funny.
I think they may look better in print.
His delivery is great, though. His delivery sells it because he's just so enthusiastic about these things. But I'm with Andrew. There was one there that was a little wordy, and I didn't understand any of it.
It had to do with Cameron Crutwig and harmonica and singing, and he was crud day something.
He's trying to work three jokes in.
Yes, he is.
Sir, excuse me? Like, what?
I know. Jordan in Atlanta. Jordan, best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, bud.
Hi, Jordan.
Best of the weekend, Danny. Bama hitting that shot to make it go into overtime for the over to hit.
Yeah.
Worst, I'm just a diehard Atlanta fan. You got to talk me off the ledge. And then Seton's boy, TB12, with the tweet, the 28-3 tweet.
That was pretty good. Man. That was
help
pretty funny.
Out.
Thank you, Jordan. I can't help you. And
that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, on 328. Brady tweeted out, happy 328, and had a picture of the Patriots celebrating. He's never, ever going to stop referring to that. That was funny. Rick in Florida. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, DP.
Good morning, Rick.
By the way, happy Passover to McLovin and Fritzy. DP, I only got two best, and that's the two trades my Dolphins made. But I got to tell you, DP, what made this for the Dolphins is two things. They don't make the trade with the 49ers unless they had a deal in place with McLovin's Eagles. And the other thing is the guys that they were targeting at three, they know they can get at six. But I don't think we're done yet. I think there's still four teams that might want to move up to number six. That's all I got, DP. Have a good one.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Rick. Got Rick bringing some noise there. Yes, McLovin?
By the way, we haven't talked about my Eagles yet. What's going on there?
Nobody cares.
It does feel like they're irrelevant in this trade.
Yes, they are. Nobody cares.
They need like 23 players. So.
Enjoy Jalen Hurts.
I like Jalen Hurts.
Okay, and then enjoy him. David in Boston. Hey, David, welcome back.
Hey, Dan, it's been a long time. I hope that all of you are doing well and swell. I had two of them. My very best of the weekend is the New York Knicks surpassing last year's win total with 26 games remaining. Wow. You can really see the difference with Tibbs being the coach now. And finally, unfortunately, all the drama for my Jets has been deflated due to the fact that I believe I know what name is going to be in the envelope. You guys are the best. Keep well, and thank you.
Thank you, David. Yeah, I'd still be excited if I was getting Zach Wilson. Can you trade Sam Darnold and get something? Can you get a late first, early second? Because that's where the Niners were probably going if they didn't pull off this deal with the Miami Dolphins. Paulie, this day in sports history?
This day in sports history, in 1987, Hulk Hogan took 11 minutes to pin Andre the Giant in front of 93,000 at WrestleMania 3 in the Silverdome in Pontiac, Michigan.
That was big.
Big deal.
That was big. Let's see. Go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, I'll start with you. What did you learn today?
Mac Jones has been described as subtly athletic. Is that a good thing?
I don't think it's fair to Mac Jones. I think he's athletic. He's athletic enough. McLovin?
Chris Sims makes a good case. Go Mac Jones at number three.
I still keep hearing Trey Lance. You know, could be wrong, but the same guy who told me there was a team moving up said Trey Lance. Seton O'Connor.
Going to be a backyard combine coming soon to the copper compression commercials.
Can't wait for that. Paulie, what'd you learn?
Drew Brees didn't know he had 11 ribs until it broke all of them.
What we learned brought to you by Mercedes-Benz vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales, service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Thanks for the phone calls. Enjoy the games tonight. We'll dissect those tomorrow as we go around the infield. Seton, Paulie, Fritzy, McLovin, yours truly. This has been the Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out the show, and it's Sleep Number. You can get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year with a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Yeah, there's science to back it up. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Well, good night's rest is going to help boost your immunity, improve recovery, increase energy. And there's other tips there. Not only this great bed, go to bed, wake up at the same time, even on weekends. You sleep better with a consistent sleep and wake up routine. Avoid bright lights. Make sure you dim the lights. The temperature in the room should be around 65 to 67 degrees. Make sure you cut off your caffeine. Switch to decaf after 12 o'clock. Take a walk. Get outside. Any kind of physical activity helps you sleep better. Even take a quick stretch between Zoom meetings. Help alleviate the tension, promotes relaxation. Proven quality sleep, life-changing sleep. Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed. Queen mattresses, just $1,499. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.